The holidays bring searches for the best gifts, the tastiest treats, the finest wines, and for many.
Well, I guess we better concentrate on finding a nice Christmas tree.
But if you're looking to cut one down yourself, you might be hard-pressed to find a Texas evergreen with the coveted faithful leaves unchanging this year. With historic levels of drought, Texas trees are facing stiff competition from evergreens shipped in from northern states. Beth Walterscheid runs Evergreen Farms in Elgin with her husband, Mike. She's cleaning up after a school tour of the farm. Students visit often to learn about tree life cycles.
And I tell them how we grow them, how we have to, you know, shear them, and we have to watch out for insects that will kill the tree. And then we also talk about the watering.
She says even though some students might not understand what drought means, they understand that trees need water.
And I said, you know what it does to the trees? It just doesn't let them grow tall, you know, so they should be, you know, 7-8 feet tall, and now they're only 4 or 5, so it kind of stunts their growth.
This farm uses drip irrigation, but that wasn't enough to save it from the drought of 2011, says Beth's husband, Mike. He's also a former professor of forestry at Texas A&M.
Well, we didn't lose any because of the drought this year, and last year we had hundreds and hundreds that we lost.
Evergreen trees are known for their resilience. That's why losing the trees was so significant. Walterscheid says he had never seen anything quite like it. Some farms didn't even survive.
No, this is by far the worst one. It not only affected the evergreens and trees in the farm, but just a lot of the native trees around here died too.
And that may have even changed some Texans' buying habits. Last year, Evergreen Farms didn't allow visitors to cut down trees. To let their own Virginia pines go stronger, the Walterscheids shipped in healthy fir trees from North Carolina and Washington State to sell. This year, the farm is back to cutting, but not everyone is springing for the Texas-grown trees. Visitors take their saws and walk out to the pine field, where they compare native trees with rows of tall, green pre-cut fir trees, the out-of-state trees.
People really want to cut down a tree many times, but sometimes after they've had one of these trees and come back the next year, and that's what they want, one of the fir trees from Washington or North Carolina.
This year, Texas trees are better off thanks to a summer rainfall. East Texas even saw a new farm open up shop, but when it comes to how native Christmas trees will be looking and selling a year from now, Walterscheid says a lot of that depends on the weather. Reporting for State Impact Texas, I'm Elizabeth Trofall.